Today's scripture reading is taken from Galatians chapter 5, verses 22. Let us take out our Bibles as I read from the screen. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Next slide. Is there a next slide? I think that's it. Yeah, sorry. So today's scripture is actually quite short, but let us hear from Reverend Joseph Hiao how to share on God's Word, sermon titled, Building Up Our Family Through the Work of the Holy Spirit, Love. We are focusing on love today. So Reverend Hiao, please.
A blessed Sunday to all of you. I'm so honored to be here to preach the Word of God, and also my prayer that we all will receive God's Word and able by the Holy Spirit to apply what we have learned today and to honor our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go to God in prayer. Our loving, gracious, and merciful God in heaven, thank you for choosing us to be your precious children. Through the redemptive work of our Lord Jesus Christ, it is our honor and our privilege to have your word in our lives. Help us to listen to your tender voice and to respond to your word, and also help us to apply your teachings in our life, that we will be the living testimonies, both near and afar. In the precious name of our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Okay, today my sermon topic is building up our family through the work of the Holy Spirit, and focusing on love. In fact, we all know that it's not easy to build up a family, regardless if it's biological family or spiritual family like us, Grace Church. But we do believe that as we trust in the Lord and rely on the work of the Holy Spirit, we can do so. And we can honor God's name, ultimately glorify His name around the people that in our lives. Just now, the sister had read these two verses, although it's only one. Let me read two verses for you. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. And today, there are many blessed Christian families which constantly receive God's blessings. Simply because they love God, of course, they also obey God, and they would like God to bless them in many ways. And because they love God and they work closely with God, and ultimately their families receive so many blessings. As Psalm 1, verses 1 and 2 say clearly, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinner, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. This is a very famous scripture that we are all familiar with. And today we really need to focus on God's word to help us to be able to live a life that receiving a lot of blessings from the Lord. Not just do so, but we can be the channels of God's blessing as well, to bless people around us. And in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, godly Christian families shall always find His love, His joy, His peace, His patience, His kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. As they truly believe in Him, the Father, who is the source of love for them to build up their own families. And they also sincerely trust in Jesus Christ, who is the source of grace. They enable them to build up the family that honoring God Himself. And also they genuinely rely on the power of the Holy Spirit, who is the source of the power for us to build up godly families. Ultimately, they can build the fruits of righteousness, holiness, and godliness to witness the beauty and the glory of the Lord to the people around them. However, Christians also should not rely on our own ways, our own abilities, our own wisdom and strength, but we need to learn to trust the Lord and to build up our godly families by relying on His way, or trusting on God's way, not our own way. As Prophet Zechariah, he says, "Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts." So today we need to be mindful and we need to be alert that there are many broken Christian families as well around us that they fail to receive God's blessings in their lives simply because they just by Christian by name and they do not practice what they have learned, which is the Bible, in their lives. And they do not reflecting the fruit of the Spirit within their families, of course, and also most likely outside the family as well. So in dysfunctional Christian family, God the Father, who is the source of love, is missing. In a broken Christian family, the grace of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is the Lord and Savior of our families, is ignored. In a disordered Christian family, the indwelling and the power of the Holy Spirit is absent. So they do not trust the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and they simply against God by doing things that are not pleasing to God. So ultimately, they do not witness the goodness and the faithfulness of God in their lives. Instead of bearing the fruit of the Holy Spirit, these broken families bear the fruit of Satan, the fruit of this world, and the fruit of their selfishness and their sinfulness. So it's not surprising that we can only see these many ungodly families not being blessed by God in many ways. So their families are broken, their relationships are soured, and they miss up on trust, love, unity, warmth, harmony, joy, peace, and grace. Jesus says, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock." So we really need to be rooted in God's word in terms of building up our own families. To show that we truly believe in God, we really need to diligently to study God's word and to apply what we have learned from the Bible in our lives, especially in our family. Now we need to ask ourselves this question: do we build our family on a solid rock of God, or do we build our family on the sinking sand? Psalm 127 verse 1 says clearly, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays away in vain. So meaning to say the family needs to be guided, needs to be rooted in God's word. For God himself, he loves us and he watches over our family. So we really need to focus on God himself, who is the one who is the source of love, and through him we have the strength to build our own families. In the Old Testament, what is love? Okay. Before that. Okay. So what is love? Love is patient, we read together. Love is patience, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects, it always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. This is the word of the Lord to encourage us. We really need to have God's love in our family. Now, in the Old Testament, it says that my thoughts are not your thoughts, God himself. Neither your ways, my ways, declare the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So we really need to humble ourselves to trust the Lord. God, who is sovereign, and he knows everything. He knows our family, and he knows our needs. So let us learn to trust in him and focus on God, not other things. And in New Testament, the Apostle Paul says, do not be conformed by this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So again, we do not rely on our own wisdom, and we should not also be transformed by this world, but by the word of God, so that we can discern what is good and acceptable, the will of God in our family. In the beginning, we all know that God created man, created Adam and Eve according to his own image and likeness. This is by his word. And he first created Adam and Eve, and by his divine creation and arrangement, both of them lived together in the Garden of Eden as one family. And God blessed them with two loving children, Cain and Abel. So God built up this family, expecting this family to have good and harmonious relationship. But God also sees sin intervenes, and this family broken because of their rebellion. And now, through this story, we have learned something that we should really come before the Lord and ask God to help us not to sin against him, of course, but we have to learn to obey him so that we can build up godly family before him. And because of love, God wants to build our family, my dear brothers and sisters. And because of love, God wants to watch over our families. And because of love, God wants to restore our relationships with him as well as with our loved ones. Because of love, God wants to bless our family both now and many generations to come. So we ourselves must first choose to love God intentionally, purposefully, to choose to love God and to obey him. By doing all this, then we shall be able to build up our family according to His own design and His purpose in our family. And today we need to fix our eyes on God to build our family through the work of the Holy Spirit. It's not so much relying on our own human effort, human wisdom, but to rely on Holy Spirit, who is able to work within us to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit. One of them is love. So without love, it's so hard for us to build the family, isn't it? So without love, our family is miserable. So we need God's love to guide us, to bless us, to nurture us, so that our family really a family that God pleasing, God delights, and God will bless us. Apostle John, he says, God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. That is to say, when we have God in our lives, we should have love, for He is love. So we talk about building godly family. Without God's love, it's impossible. But how can we have God's love? First, we need to trust in Jesus Christ. Trusting Him, and He shall bless us by giving us the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And naturally, we will bear the fruit of love. No need to pretend, man. So today, we also see a lot of people pretending to be good Christians, right? Coming to church, together we serve the Lord, together we worship God, putting on a mask. But how can a person express the genuine love of God if we do not have the Holy Spirit in us? So, my dear friends, we need to learn to trust God and to allow His Spirit to work within us. Ultimately, we will naturally to bear the fruit of the Spirit, that's the love. Not just love God, but love God's people and to love our own family members. Of course, also learn to love strangers even, and even love our own enemies. May God be merciful to us and grant us the kind of courage to rely on Him, to ask Him to help us to build godly family. Martin Luther, which is a very famous theologian, he is a reformer. He says this, to give the definition of love here, he says, they refer to Christians. They should love one another, giving honor one to another through love, and every man esteeming better of another than of himself, because they have Christ and the Holy Ghost. It refers to Holy Spirit dwelling in them, and because of the word, baptism, and other gifts of God which Christians have. So we have the love of God. This love of God is enable us to build relationship with one another. It's so important. If we do not have the love of God, oftentimes we will really think of ourselves better than others. We will be proud, we will be arrogant, and we will do many things that are not pleasing to God. Ultimately, we will sour our relationship with Him and others. A married couple, many years ago, they came to me for counseling. And the wife first came to me and complained of husband, not good lah, this one not good, that one, called a lot of complaints. So after hearing her frustrations and unhappiness, and he told me, Pastor, can I divorce my husband? Of course, I just be quiet and try to hear more from her. After a while, then she insisted, "Pastor, can I divorce my husband?" In tears. Of course, over many marital issues, one of them is money, finance. As a pastor, I of course discouraged her not to go to that direction for divorce. I directed him to trust the Lord and read the Bible. And of course, we know Bible also tells us that God hates divorce, so I tell her it's not a good way to do so. And also try to tell her that give your husband a second chance and be gracious to him. At the time, the husband was not a Christian. So it's hard for me to counsel the husband, though I have a few chances to meet him and talk to him. So this sister took my advice not to divorce him and continue to journey with the husband to build the family. After 19 years, then already serving in Singapore, they called me, "Pastor, can you come to bless my family?" I said, "I'm more than happy to go to JB to visit the family." So I went to this family. They happily introduced a big house, landed property. I was so happy for them. And the husband, what did he do? He held my hand and pointed to the cross. "Pastor, this is the cross of Jesus." "Yes, I know. The cross of Jesus. Jesus himself has transformed my life. Now I am a Christian. By the grace of Jesus, I built this family, not by my own effort." Now this couple live happily and with these three loving children. So I'm so happy for this family. If relying on their own effort, will never able to have a blessed family. But because they learn to trust God and to allow the Spirit work within them and to have love for one another. So today I still see this family and to experience the goodness and the faithfulness of God in this family. So love is always kind. Love is always patient. Love is always accepting. Love is always forgiving. Love is always embracing. Love is always trusting. Love is always enduring. Love is everlasting. For Paul say, love never fails. So this kind of holy and divine love of God can only be found in Jesus Christ. And through the transformation of the Holy Spirit within us, within our family, and allow us to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit. There's one of them, love. So do we have Jesus Christ in our lives? We need to ask this question. Though we may come to church Christian by name, but we need to be honest to ourselves. Are we genuinely trust Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior? And do we have the Holy Spirit and to allow Him to work within us, within our family? So friends, the love of God is crucially important for us to build up our godly family. Without God's love, we cannot build a godly family simply because we are sinful by nature. And we are incapable, our human love is limited, our human love is conditional, and our love is always self-seeking. But with the love of Christ, we will learn to be sacrificial and willing to love others without any condition. And The Apostle Paul says, let me, the Apostle Paul, he says, let me ask you, all the saints of Galatia, only this, did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by the hearing with faith? So we have the Holy Spirit by faith in Christ. Not because we have the Spirit, we come to church, or we do a lot of ministry to prove that we have the Spirit in us. No, it's by the faith in Christ we shall receive the Holy Spirit. So that in Christ Jesus, the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith. So here Paul again says very clearly, we need to have faith in God to receive the Holy Spirit, to build up our own family. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So today we can call our Father in heaven because we already have relationship with Him. We are His precious children, and He allows us to experience His love by believing in Christ and receive the power of the Holy Spirit to bear fruit of love. So friends, today we have God in our family, the Father who is the source of love. All the more we should learn to trust Him and to rely on Him, to allow us to have His love to build up our own family. So some concrete or practical ways that we can express God's love in our lives to others, especially our loved ones. I personally like this pastor called Gary Chapman. He's an American author, and he also a Baptist pastor. So he wrote a very famous book called Five Languages of Love, which I'm sure you're familiar with. So I use these five languages to encourage us how we can exercise and to practice loving one another. The first one is touch. We all know the prodigal son, right? The story of prodigal son is very touching. And this prodigal son, he repented and he wanted to go home to be united with the family. So he has this thought and he made a move, and on his journey home, and the father saw him. So father saw him and he compassionate, and seeing the son returning. So it's a very touching moment when you try to imagine a lost son and made the decision to come back. So what did the father do? He ran towards the son. After that, embraced him and kissed him. So this is a touch that the father showed to the son by hugging him and kissing him. So we need to learn the language of touch towards our loved ones. I have four children. One of them named Emmanuel. He's very quiet, introverted, and he doesn't speak much. So the love language that he would like me to express to him is always hug him. So when he was very young, so how do I touch him? Do you know that? I have to hug him until he falls asleep. Then I have turned my body a bit to allow him to lie down on my side. Then I can take a breath. Wow, finally he falls asleep. But he needs my heart to embrace him, to show that I care for him and I love him. So indeed, we need to show our love by touching our loved ones. And my wife, she would like me to hug her as well. So my wife also a very quiet person, a very private person, and oftentimes I need to just say, hey, hi, my loved ones, please allow me to hug you. Then while she's so happily and come to me, thank you for hugging me. Then she feel very happy. So I no need to tell her, hey, I love you. Oh yeah, me, how? She doesn't feel my love if I just say it. Of course, it's important to affirm her that I love her. But I have some actions, right? By hugging her is a way, no need to say anything. More than I say. The Chinese say, 爱你在心,口难开, is not able to express it verbally. But because of the hug I given to her, she felt loved, she felt cherished, she felt secure, and she felt comforted. So my dear friends, learn to love our loved ones by expressing the language of touch. Secondly, is act of service. Serving others is a way to express our love. So we would like other people to serve us, right? Of course. When you go to the restaurant, we start serving serving the customer. Will you do that? No, like you treat yourself as a customer. You go there. You would like the waiters to come and serve you. Oh, I want to drink. What kind of drink? Then start. Okay, what kind of menu you want? What kind of desserts you want to order? Things like that. So you want to be honored by serving by others. So when we start serving others, it's a way to express our love. Then let me tell you how I serve my family. I was 9 years old, I started cooking. I cooked for my whole family. 9 years old, young boy. I learned to cook from my mom, things like that. So to me, serving them by cooking food for them to eat, it's a way for me to express my love. So even up to today, I still cook for my children, my family. So my children were curious, come and see, hey, what Papa is doing, cook, a lot of noise, things like that, oil, very stuffy thing at the kitchen. So, but they learn from me. So when I'm too busy to cook, they also start cooking, like, oh, Papa, what kaki lai liang la. I do it myself, DIY. So they can cook very simple meal. Up to the point, they also can serve me the meal. So I'm so happy. At least my children learn something from me, learn how to serve one another. So in the family, also the same. We need to serve one another. Serving one another is a way for us to express our love for them. Of course, Lord Jesus Christ, He Himself, He is the Lord and teacher, but He chose to wash the feet of His disciples. The second one is to have quality time. Quality time is the way that we show our love. So as I say, I have 4 children, I will spend time with them individually and to hear from them how's the day, what are their feelings, what are the struggles they have. Of course, they have a lot of ups and downs in their lives. So what I needed to do, just sit beside them and hear them. Spend the time and pray for them after we have talked a lot of things. Just pray for them. So this little thing that I have done, of course, I will say not enough. I wish I have more time to do so. But at least I put the effort to do so. My children, they are very close to me. So my dear friends, when it comes to building up family, It's not something tips is very very hard to do one. But the little thing that we put our effort, I believe that we are able to do so to build godly families, to honor God Himself. So let us look at the Bible. Jesus Christ Himself, He also treasured the quality time together. He took some of His disciples, like Peter, John, and James, went to a place called Gethsemane and spending time together with Him to pray. So He knew that spending time together, the quality time praying together, is so important. So likewise, we also need to do so. Spend time with our loved ones. You can give me 100,000 reasons you are busy. I'm also busy. But if we don't intentionally put the effort to spend time with our children, with our spouse, I tell you, it's very difficult to build the family. The fourth one is give. So the Bible also tells us the importance of giving gift. You know, Jacob. So Jacob stayed there at night. And from what he had with him, he took a present for his brother Esau. So the story is about he wanted to go back his hometown. But he's so afraid his own brother, because of the some sour relationship, and the brother wanted to kill him in the way. So he's so afraid, but he took the courage to give presents to him, to build the relationship, to reconcile the relationship. So he's smart to do that. So giving gift is not only during the birthday or during Christmas Day, but we have to find opportunity. Find the opportunity to give present to others, especially our loved ones, so that we can build up the relationship. It's a way for us to express our love for them. My son, Emmanuel, is very quiet and saying, one day he always tell me the handphone, the battery always flat. I think it's too old for him to use a phone. So I know he needed a power bank. Then I bought a power bank for him without telling him. So when the moment he receiving this gift, like, he was so happy. He thanked me, of course. Then through this kind of expressing my love by giving a gift, so he feel like being charged by the power of the Father's love. So please find the opportunities to see the need of your children or your spouse. Give them something that we are able to encourage them, surprise them even, so that they will really appreciate our love. The love that we have is the love of God. Another one to share with you is affirmation, to affirm our loved ones. The Bible says, Paul says clearly, but only such as good for building up, as fix the occasion that it may give grace to those who hear. So those people who hear us, hear the grace of God, saying something edifying, affirming of the person. Thomas Edison, he's a very famous scientist, we all know that. And one day, the school gave a letter for him. The letter saying like this, your son is mentally deficient, and we cannot let him attend our school anymore. And he's expelled. So this is a message from the school. So he passed his letter to the mother. Of course, he didn't see the letter. Passed the letter to the mother. And the mother read the letter. And the son excitedly asked the mother, "Mother, can you tell me what's the letter all about?" And the mother struggled for a while and told the son. He says, "You are a genius. This school is too small for him and does not have good enough teachers to train him. Please teach him yourself." So, after many years, Edison tried to say something good about the mother, how she wrote him up by saying, "Edison was a mentally deficient child whose mother turned him into a genius of the century." So affirmation is so important to change a person like Edison to be a very successful person just by affirming him verbally. So our loved ones deserve our affirmation. Don't always use S word to scold them. "You are so this one. But always turn our words in a positive and constructive way to build them up. So our words are powerful, our words are influential, and our words are impactful. Our words can build a person up. Also, our words can destroy a person. May the Lord help us and to grant us His wisdom to build our family in a very lovingly, graciously, and respectfully manner so that we can edify our family for the glory of God. In conclusion, how do we build our family? We need to abide in God's word. We need to abide in the love of Christ. And of course, we need to rely on the work of the Spirit in building up our families for the glory and honor of God. A few questions for you to ponder. First, what is or are the pressing issues that you are facing now in your family, and how would you like the Holy Spirit to work in facing all these issues? Secondly, the five languages of love: touch, acts of service, quality time, gifts, and affirmation. Which are these needed most in your family now? Why? Let's go to God in prayer. Our dear Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for this time we can come before you to listen to your word. Grant us, O Lord, your love by the work of your Spirit, that we can build up godly families for your own glory and honor. In the precious name of our Lord, our Savior, we ask and pray. Amen.